or be used for new homes. BBC News.
Now, on BBC Radio 4, we continue our classic serial, A Larkin Double. Philip Larkin, poet, jazz critic, and lifelong librarian, also wrote two novels as a young man. His second novel, A Girl in Winter, is set in the bleak winter of wartime Britain and follows the story of one young woman over the course of a single day. Catherine Lind has fled her country and is now in England, working as an assistant in a public library. Isolated and lonely, her carefully cultivated detachment is disturbed by unexpected news from an English family she once knew.
My dear Jane, I was sorry, so sorry to read of your sad news. I know there's nothing I can say that would help, but I wanted to write and say I was thinking of you.
Isn't this a lovely day to be caught in the rain?
I am in England, which may surprise you. I've been here for nearly 2 years now.
You are going
the war and other things meant it was not possible for me to stay in my country any longer. I often think of that summer I spent with all of you.
Catherine? Catherine Lind?
Dear Catherine,
I'm Robin.
How kind of you to write to Jane. She did so appreciate it, but doesn't feel well enough to write to you herself just at the moment. How nice that you're in England again and
the
safe.
Clouds broke.
Robin is going to write to you.
They broke, and oh, what a break for me.
A Girl in Winter by Philip Larkin.
Isn't this a lovely day?
Dramatized for radio by Richard Stevens.
In the rain.
You were going on your way.
Miss Lind! Oh, Miss Lind!
Yes, sorry. Miss Brooks.
I don't know what you've to sing about. Oh, it's perishing.
It is very cold. These pipes are not hot.
My married sister works in an office with a gas fire. And on a cold morning like this, you want a cup of tea. Oh, another 10 minutes and the doors will be open, and there'll be the drafts. At least there's no snow yet.
And at least it is Saturday, the end of the week.
I wondered what you were singing about. Now, the book on Uganda, do you remember? The university say it hasn't been returned to them.
Uganda? The Fielding book? Is it marked as returned?
Yes, but it isn't there. Mr. Anstey is not pleased.
He's never pleased.
I'd like you to have a look for it, please. You were on the bureau that week. It may have been put back on the shelves by mistake.
You may enter. Miss Lind.
The book on Uganda, The Fielding. It has been found and will be returned to the university.
Where was it?
It was on the shelves.
Uh-huh. And what was it doing there?
It was a mistake, I'm afraid.
No, not a mistake, pardon me. It was one of two mistakes, Miss Lind. One, the book should not have been marked as returned. Two, it should not have been placed on the open shelves. Two mistakes. Do you follow?
Yes.
And neither of them, if I may say so, should have been made by anyone with an ounce of what we English call savvy, or gumption, or nous. Certainly not by anyone possessed of the superior education you have received.
But it was
not... If I may offer some advice,
Miss Lind. I apologise for the mistake, but I don't think...
If, as I am saying, or rather suggesting to you, that in the fullness of time you achieve a position comparable to mine, you will find that... You may enter.
Sorry, Mr. Anstey, but one of the juniors is feeling very unwell. Miss Green.
What's the matter with her?
Toothache. She really looks very ill. She wants to go home.
She should go to a dentist.
I think she will, if she goes home first. It's quite a long way. I wonder if somebody should go with her.
Why not give a holiday all round? I'll go with her myself, if it means getting the morning off.
I really think we should.
Yes, all right. Send someone with her, someone you'll be glad to get rid of for an hour or so. If that's all, I must do some of these allocation forms.
Are you all right, Miss Lind?
Lancelot Ansey is a silly man.
Oh, shush. You'll get yourself into serious trouble. Now, who shall I send with poor Miss Green?
You're Miss Lind. Catherine. You feel well enough to start? I'm sorry your tooth is bad.
That makes me feel better already.
Here's the bus. Where do we have to go?
Lansbury Park. I change at Bank Street. You don't need to come with me.
I will come with you as far as I can. I'm not coming back before I have to.
How kind of you to write to Jane. She did so appreciate it, but doesn't feel well enough to write to you herself just at the moment. Robin is going to write to you. He's in the army now.
What is it?
What?
You were staring at that girl.
Was I? I didn't realise. She reminded me of someone.
I'm Jane.
Oh.
How do you do?
Oh, I feel sick. Bosses don't agree with me.
Think about something else.
What do you think of him?
Robin.
Do you like him?
Talk to me about something. Tell me about you. We all wonder about you. Always on your own. Oh! Miss Feather says you had to run away from your country.
I suppose I did.
So why England?
It was somewhere I knew. I had been before, when I was 16.
A family holiday?
No, I came alone.
Catherine! Catherine Lind! Here you are at last!
I'm sorry. I have to get off.
Let me help you. There's a bench. Perhaps we could sit for a moment.
Buses don't agree with me.
And look, a drinking fountain.
Ooh, but they're so dirty.
Cup your hands like this. I will hold it. There. Oh. Is it better?
It's so cold. I think it's numbed it a little. Why did you come?
Miss Brooks asked me to see you home.
No, to England.
She came here for a holiday, not to give you lessons.
I was invited. Do you feel well enough to go on now?
Not really. I think it's coming on again.
We must find a dentist. There's one near where I live. It is not far.
He won't be open on a Saturday. I want my own dentist.
It will be all right. This way.
Who invited you?
A boy. It was a letter-writing program to improve my English and his German. You have heard of such things.
I'm sure I haven't. So you became friends just through letters?
I suppose, no. I don't think we did. He wrote very boring letters.
Oh.
He would tell me about bike rides to cathedrals, the age of the towns, the populations, facts and figures about places he'd cycled to, and my friends used to tease me about him.
And then he just invited you to stay.
I did not want to go, but my parents thought it was a good idea.
Catherine! Catherine Lind! I'm Robin. Here you are at last.
Ah! Ow!
It will be all right now. Here we are, the surgery.
I think he gave me too much gas.
Here, let me help you.
He was very rough.
Sit down here.
This is where you live?
Yes, I will light the fire. I have made you some hot milk. When you have had the milk, I think you will feel much better and I can take you home.
Oh, you've got a letter. Look. What is it? Who's it from?
From the boy. The cyclist. Robin Fennell. I wrote to his family recently. They had a bereavement. His mother said he would write.
Aren't you going to open it?
Your milk. I have put some aspirin in it.
Oh, I still feel dreadful. Did he ever come and stay with you?
No. We invited him back the following year, of course, but there was some reason he couldn't come. He was ill, I think. Oh, that's what he said.
So you're in England. That's good to hear. You should have written before.
Oh,
the aspirin will work soon.
I'll come and see you on Saturday. After midday if the trains are running.
What is it?
Robin Fennell is coming here. Today.
Catherine? Catherine Lynn?
Yes?
I'm Robin. Here you are at last.
Yes. I am here.
Did you have a good journey?
Yes.
Just one suitcase.
Pardon? Oh, yes, just one.
Jolly well done. When Jane goes anywhere, it's like a circus. So, we get on the train to London, and Father is going to meet us there.
I'm sorry. Could you speak more slowly?
Yes, of course. Train, yes? Then car, with my father, in London. Oh, we're off. Quite a jolt. Here, you sit facing the engine. That's it. I hope you'll like the food. It's supposed to be bad, of course, but I've never noticed that. I just noticed there isn't enough of it. Are you all right?
I was just looking. It is strange to be in another country. I thought there would be more fields and trees.
Well, it is Kent. You'll be wanting to change some money, I expect.
Yes.
Our money is jolly confusing, so everybody says.
12 pence are 1 shilling. 20 shillings to a pound. But I have not seen yet any English money.
Ah, right then. First lesson. That's a penny and a 2 shilling. Shillings we also call bob.
Bob?
Yeah, just to make things more confusing.
Mind those steps. You're just in here. I hope you'll be comfortable.
Thank you.
I'll leave you to settle in. Come down when you're ready.
Hello?
Oh,
I'm sorry. I should have knocked.
No, it is all right.
I'm Jane. How do you do?
Catherine. How do you do? You're Robin's older sister?
That's right.
You don't look much older than him.
Thank you. I think. You had a good journey. Sorry, you've probably been asked that a dozen times already.
It was very nice.
I bought you some lemonade. It's the one thing Robin says I'm good at.
Thank you.
I'll let you be. Robin and I will show you around later.
They were very nice, very kind. But I was disappointed. It was also undramatic, like I had come from the next village.
Must you do that, Robin?
Excuse me.
I expect Catherine will want to get to her bed early. Did you stay in an hotel last night?
I slept on the train.
That's not proper sleep, is it? Sleep is more than rest for the mind. The body must lie down. Every muscle should be relaxed so that...
Horses sleep standing up.
Well, yes.
Catherine, do go to bed if you're tired.
Perhaps in a little while.
Sleep as long as you please tomorrow. We shan't disturb you.
Robin was strange. He was unnatural. It was like he was playing at being a grown-up even when we were alone. It was all insincere. Like a prize giving at school. Anyway, I was there. I didn't know what to expect. My friend Anna had teased me that I would spend all my time sightseeing. But I was sure more than that would happen. Why else would he have invited me?
All the Oxford Quads, of course. She must see those.
Must she? Really?
Ah, there you are.
Good morning. I hope I'm not late.
We breakfast any old time on Sundays. Have some grapefruit. Jane, pass her the sugar. So, what would you like to do today? Would you like to go to church?
If you go, I will.
We're a godless family, but we respect your principles, if you have any.
I should like to see some of your churches. They are very fine, I believe.
Oh, we'll have a regular orgy of that. London, Oxford, Salisbury. Robin will tell you all the dates, all the facts.
The question is, what are we going to do this morning?
I suggest we show Catherine the village, what there is of it, and the river.
She's seen that.
She can see it from the other side, then.
Rivers look much the same from either side.
Have you got any better ideas?
And all because of the Civil War, they say. They can't be entirely sure, but...
It makes it sound more interesting, at least.
Well, it might be true.
But probably isn't. Well, now you know all about it. Or not. So, that's our village.
It's very nice.
I suppose so, for what it is. It pulls with time. But tell me, is it how you imagined it? All this, I mean.
Well, it's smaller than I expected. I suppose I thought there would be white cottages, a very old church, grass.
A maypole and everyone going hunting and eating roast beef. Didn't Robin describe it in his letters?
I thought I did. I had a shot at it, but I'm not very good at that sort of thing.
I'm sure you did. Robin favours the guidebook style of correspondence. Probably you skipped through all that, didn't you, Catherine?
No. His letters were very detailed.
I'm sure.
Jane favours literature written by people who travel about with a gun and a typewriter.
I like to know about places. All you care about is the birth rate and the standard of living. I want to know what it would feel like if I lived there. Does what you've seen of England fit in with what you've read about it before you came?
Perhaps a little. Not very much.
Meine liebe Anna, nun bin ich schon seit einer Woche hier in England. Alles ist sehr solide und angenehm, als ob man in einem Hotel wohnen würde. Alle benehmen sich vorbildlich. Robin sieht wirklich besser aus.
Robin ist
much better looking than we had imagined. I wish I could describe him, but at the moment he rather mystifies me. I can't understand why he asked me to come, because he doesn't take any interest in me at all. Of course he's very kind and polite and spends all his time with me, but it is like being conducted around the museum. Jane is different. She must be 20 or so. She hangs about with us all the time and does seem prepared to be friendly but doesn't know how to go about it. Sometimes she's almost rude, but perhaps it is just nerves. I don't think I like her. I certainly wish she would find something better to do. Perhaps Mrs. Fennell has asked her to be a chaperone, like that awful Jane Austen book we had to read. If only Robin and I were alone more. There's not too much time left, because there's someone else coming in my last week. A man this time. Some friend of the family.
And how are you this morning?
Oh, very well.
Here you are. I'll put this down here. Watch out for the tray.
Oh! Oh, no! The bed!
Oh, Glory, what a mess!
No, it is not funny. The tea. Everything is ruined. Oh, I'm so sorry.
How did you do it?
I don't know. First the cup was there and then it was everywhere. It's not funny. The bed is all ruined.
Oh, look out, you're kneeling in it now. Take that pillowcase off. Give it to me.
I must go and apologise to your mother.
Oh, nonsense. Nobody will mind at all. It's the kind of thing that makes life worth living.
What do you mean?
Something that really upsets... Oh, I don't know. Here, you do smoke, don't you?
Thank you.
That was funny. I remember Robin once taking a photograph of us on the beach. Very serious over the whole business. He kept backing away to get us into focus, and back he went. Didn't notice a little rock behind him. Over he went, legs in the air. I nearly died.
Can't you just see it?
Yes, I can.
Oh, it was wonderful.
What do you think of him?
Robin.
Do you like him?
Yes.
You do?
Is he as you expected him to be?
Oh, no. At least...
How had you imagined him?
Well, I suppose I thought he would be rather ordinary.
And you think he isn't ordinary? Why not?
I have never met anybody like him before. I can't understand him.
Robin is ordinary, right down to the last button. It's no good thinking you're twin souls or anything like that. You're absolutely different.
Why do you say that?
Because it's true. And you don't know it.
See? Push the pole down. Gently push forward. Keep feet apart. Nothing to it.
Where are we going?
Just up the river.
We don't want to be late for lunch.
I thought we might go to the Rose for lunch. It's a good place.
We should have told Mother before we left.
Oh, we can ring from there.
We won't get there until 12:30.
I can put a bit of speed on.
We'll do it another day. You should have thought of it beforehand.
All right. You're the one who always wants us to do more things on the spur of the moment.
Oh, go to the Rose if you want to. I've warned you, that's all.
Catherine, what do you think we should do?
I would not like to inconvenience your mother.
Exactly.
Won't you teach me to hunt? You said you would.
Yes, all right. Unless Jane's got an objection to that too.
As long as I don't have to do anything. And as long as you don't want more than one admiring spectator.
You can swim, can't you?
Oh, yes.
Still, don't want to get into a row for not taking care of you. It's tricky until you get your balance. Stand where you are until you get the feel of it. And watch what I do.
Until you get sick of it.
See? Like this. And push!
I see. But I don't know if I could do it.
Come and try. Now, stand facing the way you're going.
If you're lucky.
Feet about a foot apart. Strictly speaking, you shouldn't move your feet.
We're going in circles.
Never mind her. I'll turn us round. May as well go this way anyway, since we're not going to the Rose. As soon as it touches the bottom, grip it as high as you can and haul on it. Fairly hard, of course, but don't fall over backwards.
I'm so sorry.
Oh,
it is heavier than I thought.
It's covered in leaves. End of act one.
That's all right. I can just reach it.
I think perhaps it's better if you...
No. Don't give up now. You're doing very well.
I'm not at all.
It's a good thing the current is with us.
I cannot do this.
It'll come to you all at once. Try again. Sorry. I had to grab you. Worried you were going to fall in. Sit down.
How sweet. End of act two. Love will find a way.
I made a fool of myself.
You were doing well.
Dear Anna, when he touched me, when he put his arms around me to stop me falling in, it was like electricity. Since then, I felt very strange. Is this love, I wonder? I think it might be. He's no different. He's not more admirable, noble, likable, but he's beautiful. But I cannot pretend he feels more than 1/10 of the interest I feel for him. I hope this feeling passes soon. Good morning.
We thought you'd run away.
I couldn't sleep.
And so you rose up to see the dawn. Also bist du aufgestanden, den Sonnenaufgang zu sehen.
Das habe ich gemacht, aber es gab nichts zu sehen.
Yes, that's rather a good idea. Why should Catherine talk English all the time? Let's return the compliment a bit. 2 hours every morning, say.
Rubbish.
Why rubbish? It would be a graceful act.
She came here for a holiday, not to give you lessons.
But think what a strain it must be talking English all the time.
Robin's the perfect Englishman. Everything is for somebody else's benefit.
If it's unpopular, I won't press it. What do you think, Catherine?
Oh, I don't mind.
There you are. Catherine doesn't mind.
Well, that's very kind of you. Are you sure you wouldn't like to make a small charge?
Meine Schwester ist zwar faul, aber komplett dumm sie nicht.
What are you saying?
Oh, nothing of interest.
Well, don't let me get in the way. I'll leave you two to get on with it.
Shall I fetch her back?
She'll be all right. Just got one of her moods on. She often flies off the handle like this.
Look, we've never taken you to Oxford yet. That's the real show spot. Shall we go today?
He was as proud of Oxford as if it belonged to him. He kept informing me that this building was 400 or 500 or 600 years old, from the reign of Henry, James or Edward, like pulling plums from a cake.
This is a good spot for a rest.
Don't go to sleep.
What?
I was just... Your hair was out of place.
Oh, yes. Right. We probably best keep moving, actually. Still lots to see, and those clouds look a bit dark.
It was almost as if I scared him, just touching his hair. Why had he arranged for us to be alone?
Hello.
We came back. It rained nearly all the time.
It rained pretty hard here.
I wanted to apologize for offending you. I didn't mean to be rude.
That's quite all right. It doesn't matter to me how rude you were.
I was not rude.
You knew I didn't speak German. It hadn't occurred to me, of course. Two is company.
Your precious Robin.
What do I care about Robin?
I only wanted to apologize.
What has Robin been saying about me?
Nothing.
You think I was supposed to keep an eye on you and Robin?
It was so clear. I could see it for myself. You are older than we are. Yet you come with us wherever we go.
Oh, it's almost laughable. You mean you couldn't see what I was doing here at all? Why should there be an explanation? Why shouldn't I go about with you?
Why should you? You don't want to. It is a waste of your time.
Well, you've got a pretty low opinion of yourself. Don't you think your company worth keeping? I'm sorry to have plagued you.
I don't mean that. I'm certain that I don't want to be with Robin all the time, and I expect he feels the same.
So he's not as extraordinary as you thought?
I never... He is all right. Why did he ask me, though? For the pleasure of improving my mind or to get some language lessons?
Don't you know?
Know what?
Robin asked you here because I made him.
You made him ask me. But why?
Well, I thought it'd be fun to have you here.
So he didn't want me to come at all?
Oh, no. It's just he didn't think of it.
I wish you had told me earlier. Then why? Why did you ask me? To see what the savages were like?
No. I wanted to meet you.
But you knew nothing about me.
Well, there were your letters.
You read them? He showed them to you?
If I asked him, yes.
You had no right. It was wrong of him.
I was a far more appreciative audience than he was.
I wanted no audiences.
I'll explain. We seem to have been at pretty fair cross purposes all along. I was interested when Robin began writing to you. I thought it would be fascinating to write to somebody who didn't know you, who's never seen you even. You could tell them anything and it wouldn't matter. Like confessing to a priest.
It's nothing like that. It was rather boring.
I'm sure Robin's letters were frightful. But what you wrote was so interesting. I couldn't help thinking that just by accident, Robin had struck exactly the kind of person I should have liked to know myself.
Why didn't you write to me then?
Well, you'd have thought I was mad. I thought the best thing to do was to get Robin to ask you here for a holiday and see what you were like. I hoped we would get on well.
It seems like a lot of trouble to go to.
I get so bored.
Bored?
The last 10 years. I left school when I was 16. No point staying on. Robin's the brains of the family. So I came and lived at home. And after about a year and a half of that, it was decided I ought to do something. I went to college, did shorthand, typing. Then Father got me a job with a friend of his. I was quite hopeless. Then I worked in Father's office while he tried to find somewhere else for me, but he couldn't. So I came back here to help Mother. And that's all I've done ever since.
But your father would still help you in anything you wanted to do.
Oh, yes. But you see, there isn't anything I want to do. I don't want a career. I'm not lazy. People like Robin, they appall me, but I know they're right. They think it's natural to peg along and do things. I just can't see the point.
You might get married.
You don't understand. I might get married or work in a factory or be a secretary again. Just because I don't see the point in anything, it doesn't mean I see any point in doing nothing.
And you have no money?
About £100?
Then, it's marriage or nothing.
I suppose it is.
And the extraordinary thing was, a week later, she got engaged to the family friend who came that last week I was there. He had a funny name. Stormalong. He talked about tigers and India, and I suppose she found him exciting. I found him very tedious. Or perhaps I was jealous of the attention.
It's probably a big cat.
Very funny, young Robin.
I think I will go out for a little.
You don't find them unless you go out and look for them. As a rule, they keep out of your way. You can't help feeling scared. That's where the fun comes in.
Are you stealing our boat?
Oh, I thought on my last evening I would just go a little way. It is such a clear moon.
Good idea. I'll come with you, unless you'd rather.
Of course, if you like.
Push off. That's it. You take that oar, I'll take this one. There's no stopping old Jack once he gets talking.
No. What is this river?
Why, it's the Thames.
The real Thames?
Certainly. It grows up a bit further down, but it's the real Thames. You know, in prehistoric times, I could have rowed you all the way home. The Thames used to flow into the Rhine.
Why have you stopped?
Just taking a breather.
What are you doing? Just a kiss. A bad kiss. It hurt a little. I don't think he knew what he was doing. It was all so ordinary and disappointing. And then he just let go. And he rowed us back. Neither of us said a word.
There you are. I've got to tell you the most extraordinary news. Jack's asked me to marry him.
The next day I went home. Wake up.
Oh, sorry. I must have... Where am I? Oh, yes. What's the time?
12:15. I must get back to work. Are you feeling better?
A little. So, what does he say?
What?
Your letter. You were telling me about him. Lots of walking around churches.
Yes. He says he's going to come and see me.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
You don't seem very excited.
Perhaps it was a mistake, my writing to them. I don't know if I want to see him.
Where did you put my bag?
Here.
But that's not it. Where's mine that I gave you?
This is it.
It's not. It's the same kind from Hanson's, but this isn't it.
Oh. Oh, dear. Let me look. A letter to Miss V. Parbury, 50 Chesn Avenue. Oh, it must be her bag.
So what have you done with mine?
Oh, let me think. In the chemist's, when I was buying your aspirin, I put it down. Someone must have picked it up. They will be shut now. Oh, it's my fault. I will get your bag back. Chesn Avenue is not far, I think. You're well enough to go home?
I think so. You're not going to read the letter, are you?
No. No, of course not.
My dear Veronica, I received your letter this morning.
I received your letter this morning. You only say all over again what we have discussed many times and seem no nearer deciding than you were last week. I have tried hard enough to show you I sympathise with your point of view, but Surely you can see that what I suggest is the best way.
Yes? Is Miss Parmory in, please?
Why, yes, I'm her.
This is yours, I think.
Oh, that is good of you. I couldn't think, but oh, please do come in. I'm afraid there's no fire in the living room, so we'll have to go in here. Oh, it is bitter, isn't it? Do sit down. It is good of you to come all this way. I was in such a state without my handbag. It was only when I had to pay my bus fare that I realised. It was at the chemist's, was it?
Yes.
I thought so. I was in such a rush. I must have picked up your bag.
Not mine. A friend's.
How did you know it was mine?
The chemist looked into the bag. He said your name and address were on a letter.
Oh. Well, that was lucky. There was nothing in your bag at all. Your friend's bag, I mean. I'll just fetch it. It's upstairs. And you will have a cup of tea, won't you? Yes, you must. It's such a very cold day.
It's dreadful. You've had to start all over again in a foreign country, start a new life altogether. When you think about it, we in England have nothing to grumble about, really. A home and enough to eat, and I've lost no one. No, of course, it's been terrible, but if it had happened differently, I mean, I expect you won't think so, but wouldn't it have been rather, well, fun to come to England?
I had been before.
Oh, had you? I only thought that it would be nice to be suddenly on one's own. If there wasn't a war, of course.
If there wasn't a war, I shouldn't be here.
Well, everything would be different, of course.
But to be on one's own is very lonely. Don't you agree?
Oh, I expect so. I've always lived at home. After Father died, I felt I had to look after Mother.
Yes, of course. Is she out now?
What? No. No, she's upstairs. She's ill.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hope she will soon get better.
Oh, no, she won't. She's an invalid. She had a sort of stroke, but she likes to listen to the wireless. It cheers her up, at least I think it does. But the neighbours complain. They should make allowances, really, for somebody who's so ill. I know it's on all the time, but they should make allowances.
Won't she ever be better?
No. I'm afraid she won't. She's had two strokes and eventually she'll have another, and that would probably be fatal. But that could be years yet.
Can she read?
No. Just the wireless. Her mind wanders, you see. One has to be patient with her. Sometimes she doesn't know who I am. Sometimes, she tells me that Daddy comes at night and talks to her. I often hear her talking in the night. It's not nice hearing the talking when there's no one else here.
It would be better if she was in a hospital, I think.
No, I couldn't do that. They haven't the consideration, you know. The nurses eat the things you send. She wouldn't be happy there.
But it isn't right that you be the one that suffers. And when you make kindness a duty, everybody resents it. It's such a mistake, I think. It is always a mistake to be kind.
One has to do what one can, surely. There is the money, of course. Father's pension from the Navy. It would cost too much to... As it happens, I have been having to think it over, as I have a friend who has suggested we become engaged, and that would make things very much more difficult. I would like my mother to live with us here, but Lancelot is very much against that, and I can see his point of view. He says he's willing to help with the cost.
Lancelot?
Yes, that's his name. He's a very senior person at the library.
Oh, I see.
But I couldn't think of her among strangers. I should hate to feel I hadn't done everything I could.
There you are. I was wondering what had become of you.
I was delayed.
What's it like out? Snowing yet?
No, not yet. But the fog is rather bad.
Mr. Anstey would like to see you. Now, don't lose your temper with him, will you?
No, I won't.
Yes, well, it's all the same to you. We'll keep them from Cockley's reaction the last four, and we'll send the rest back. It's hardly my problem, is it? No, quite. Good day, then. Are you, may enter?
Miss Lind. Miss Lind.
You wanted to see me?
I certainly did, yes. There's one or two little things I need to make clear. You've been with us now some time, 6 months.
Nearly 9.
And, of course, it was not to be expected that you pick up the job and start pulling your weight at the very first week, as the profession we are engaged in here is not one that any Tom, Dick or Harry can qualify himself for in a fortnight or 3 weeks. Furthermore, there were a number of other circumstances or factors in your particular case which, to put it bluntly, made it a bit of a gamble to appoint you.
A gamble?
Hmm. When I was consulted about your appointment, Miss Lind, I took the view that, notwithstanding your, what you may call, and that you were fresh to this kind of work, I supported it. Because I was of the opinion that a person of your education would have what is sometimes called the ordinary horse sense to pick things up as you went along.
You have told me this before, and I'm still grateful for your consideration. You have a complaint about me?
I am complaining about your clearing off this morning without so much as a by your leave to anyone and leaving the already overworked staff to do your job as well as their own until such time in the afternoon as you see fit to honour us with your presence again.
But you gave me permission yourself.
The facts were, I believe I am correct in stating, that one of the juniors needed taking to a doctor or dentist by some responsible person. It is, I think, obvious to anyone possessed of any intelligence that at the very most, at the very outside, it should not take anyone more than 1 hour and probably a sight less.
It did take longer than I thought. Miss Green felt ill and I persuaded her to go to a dentist nearby. She had a bad time there and I took her to my room to rest. When she left to go home, it was after 12 and I didn't think it was worthwhile to come back just until 1 o'clock. Then there was a problem. Her handbag...
What takes the linchpin out of your story, Miss Lind, what blows down the whole pack of cards, is the fact that Miss Green returned to work at 2:30, an hour before you saw fit to rejoin us.
She came back?
She at least had the decency and the guts, to put it crudely, to come back here in order to do the job she's paid for. Which makes your behaviour, if I may say so, look downright shabby.
I told her to go home, for her own good.
It's only your place to tell other members of staff what to do.
It will not happen again.
I wish that was all, Miss Lind, but I'm afraid there is another matter. I don't want your boyfriends ringing up whenever they please and sending messages and telegrams at all hours. What my staff do after working hours is their business, providing their work is done properly and they keep their affairs clear of mine. But when they don't keep their side of the bargain, I no longer feel it incumbent on me to keep mine.
What are you talking about?
A telegram sent by telephone. Here. While you were... out. Sorry, cancel meeting, Robin. There you are.
Thank you.
Well, I have work to do and so have you. If you're prepared to work at this job, we shall get along splendidly. If not, we shall get along without you. So if you consider yourself too good for us, well, you know what to do.
I will go. I will leave now. How soon can I leave?
Your appointment was subject to a month's notice. Notices of resignation should be addressed in writing to the city librarian.
I will write it now.
If you want my opinion, you'll think twice before doing anything like that.
I don't want your advice. Shut up. Keep your advice. Keep it for you, Miss Greens, and the other silly girls you have here. And keep it for your silly, Veronica Parbury.
You know about Veronica?
Everything.
Sorry. Cancel meeting.
Sorry. Cancel meeting.
Sorry. Cancel meeting.
He was dull then. He will probably be even duller now.
Cancel meeting.
I wish I hadn't sent the letter.
Miss Lind. Catherine.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Did you get my handbag?
Oh, yes. Here it is.
Oh, thank you.
So you came back?
Yes. I didn't feel so bad after I'd laid down. I hope I didn't cause you any trouble.
No, no trouble.
Good. And here's your money that you lent me. And Mother is washing the handkerchief. She'll iron it for you too.
Thank you.
Who'd taken the bag?
Oh, just a silly, sad woman. She apologized.
I'll give you the hanky on Monday, and thank you for all your trouble.
Oh, still so foggy. Ooh. But it makes it harder for the bombers, they say. Well, I'll see you on Monday. Good night.
Miss Brooks.
Actually, I should like to ask your advice.
Me?
I had an argument with Anstey this afternoon. I'm not sure whether I should go or stay.
Oh, surely you can please yourself.
I'm not sure if I can. I lost my temper with him. I said I'd resign, but I wish I hadn't. I have nowhere else to go.
Well, then, don't resign.
Then I might get sacked.
Oh, I doubt it. You do your work all right, don't you?
Fairly well. But Mr. Anstey doesn't seem to think so.
Well, I don't think they'd ask you to go. Anstey has no powers of dismissal. They're bound to conscript women sooner or later. And I doubt if people like me will be reserved. But somebody like you would be exempt, wouldn't you?
I'm not sure. I think so.
You could be very valuable in 6 months' time when the rest of us are off doing whatever it is we do. Don't say anything. Let them make the first move.
You don't think Mr. Anstey will keep on at me to resign?
Oh, Anstey isn't that bad, you know. He is where he is because of the war, and he's afraid that afterwards he'll be stood down again. It makes him suspicious of everything and everybody. I should sleep on it. It will all seem different in the morning.
Catherine!
Robin! But you said you were not coming. You are drunk. You'd better come upstairs, but for God's sake, come quietly.
Catherine.
Steady. Stop that. Come in, quickly.
Can't we have some light?
One moment. Let me draw the curtains.
Well, here we are.
I can't believe it's you. You said you weren't coming.
Did I? Well, today's been the most complete shambles. No one knew what orders stood and what didn't, and I didn't think you'd get my telegram. Now, let's have a look at you.
Enough of that. Enough. Sit down. I don't think you are quite as drunk as you want to be.
Just a few drinks while I was waiting, that's all. Cigarette?
So, where have you come from? When did you arrive? And what are you doing? And everything else?
Military secret, 5:30, absolutely nothing, and same applies. I'm on 36 hours leave. Look here. You've been in England for years. Why didn't you write sooner?
I don't know.
How long have you been here?
I came the autumn before last. I lived in London at first.
You live here alone?
Yes.
I often wondered what happened to you.
Funny little place you have here.
How will you get back tonight?
There's a train around midnight.
You will be tired.
One can do without sleep. One of the things you learn. The healthy, open-air army life.
And you dislike it very much.
Don't care much. Get as much fun as you can, that's the only thing.
Would you like some supper? I usually eat around this time.
Shouldn't we go out?
It wouldn't be any trouble. I haven't much, but there's enough.
I don't want to rob you. I haven't had anything since lunch.
If
If you want a proper meal, we had better go out. I can give you sausages and coffee.
If you're sure you can spare it.
Make yourself comfortable. I shan't be very long.
No, I'm interested in this place of yours. You must have had a rotten time back home.
You're in the way. Stand over there.
Can't I help you?
Set the table, if you like.
You really think the war will last another 5 years?
At least.
It's a long time to be away from home. Tell me about your family. About Jane.
She's back at home again.
And her husband?
Jack's still in India. With the war and the baby, they thought it better she come home. And Jack wanted his children brought up in England, of course.
Will she go back?
She doesn't seem very keen. I don't think she liked the life out there much.
I'm sorry.
I'm surprised you should have noticed it in the papers. About her kid.
What did it die of?
It just wasn't strong enough. Born with a heart defect, the doctor said.
Oh, poor Jane.
That fire's going out.
Another shilling. I hope I have change.
Here.
Stop. You aren't drunk anymore. So what time's your train?
You aren't going to throw me out yet, are you?
Of course not. Would you like some more coffee? It may have to be black. I have very little milk. All my visitors came on the same day.
Oh, yes? Who were they then?
I was only joking. I had one girl here at lunchtime from work. She drank some of the milk.
And I came along and drank the rest. You know, you've changed a bit.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. I can see you in 30 years' time with a cat and a parrot. I suppose you just don't care for anyone.
Is this because I don't want you to kiss me?
No, it isn't. It's because you're about as friendly as a block of ice.
You hoped that was just a foreign girl who could be relied upon for a bit of fun?
No, I'm sorry. I don't know why I said that.
That's all right.
I suppose we aren't really such great friends, are we?
We only knew each other by chance.
Tell me, why did you join that letter-writing scheme? I always thought it wasn't your kind of show at all.
I thought the same about you. I can't remember why. I thought it would be fun.
I was deadly serious about the language side of it. I read languages at Cambridge. I thought at one time I might go into the diplomatic service.
Can't you still?
I don't know. Everything's so uncertain.
Well, I enjoyed the holiday I had with you.
Did you? I'm glad. I had the impression you were bored senseless.
I always meant to ask you back.
You did. I was ill, remember?
And then people started to talk about war, and we stopped writing.
Yes. Actually, I was going to ask, will you write to me again? Like you used to. I'm sorry I was rude to you just now.
Write to you? Yes, I will if you want me to.
You don't have to write pages of literary stuff. Just a couple of sides, now and again. It's being in the army. Being so cut off. It makes a letter seem awfully important.
I will do my best. I do not write much these days.
I'd be grateful. I think perhaps I'd better go now. You're probably tired out.
There's no hurry. You will have a terribly long wait.
I shall be giving you a bad name if I stay much longer. Shall I stay with you?
I don't think you'd better.
Let me stay with you.
There'd be no point. It wouldn't mean anything.
What does that matter? I spend all my time doing things that don't matter, and so do you. I don't want to argue about it.
I'm not arguing.
It would mean a great deal. To me, anyway.
All right. Stay if you like.
If you're sure you don't mind.
But you have to pretend to go. I don't want any trouble with the people downstairs. Go down, open the door, and shut it again. Then come back up quietly. The third stair from the bottom creaks. Be careful when you come back up.
Just as you were going, leaving me all at sea.
Do you know where you're going? Where are they sending you? Do you know?
Not officially. They tell us on board. We can guess pretty well.
I don't suppose you like it.
Everyone's in the same boat. Listen. You will write to me, won't you? You said you would.
Yes, of course. If you want me to.
I'd be so glad if you would. I don't get many letters. From home, of course, but one grows out of one's parents. My last leave was pretty ghastly. We just have nothing to say to each other. I thought I knew pretty well what I was going to do. My career and so forth. All gone to blazes. Of course, if I come through, I suppose I can go on. But the funny thing is, I don't care much. Difficult to explain that to one's parents. There are lots of blokes who are getting married. I think it's downright silly of them. What's the point of it? I mean, who's got anything to offer anyone these days? I mean, if I asked you, for instance, to marry me, you'd refuse, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you?
I suppose so.
Be funny, though. To lose one Catherine, gain another.
What do you mean?
Jane's daughter was called Catherine. Lucy Catherine. Jack chose Lucy after his mother and Jane chose Catherine. Well, after you, I suppose.
I didn't know.
So you see, you were almost one of the family.
Yes. Robin, I'm so tired. I don't want to go to sleep.
Yes, all right. Can we put your watch somewhere else? It makes quite a row.
I would put it over there.
What are you looking at?
Snow has come at last.
You're shivering. Come back to bed. There.
Yes. That is better.
Fräulein, kleines Fräulein.
In A Girl in Winter by Philip Larkin. Catherine was played by Caroline Genscore. Robin by Jolien Coy. And Jane by Claire Corbett. Mr. Anstey was played by Nicholas Woodison. Veronica Parbury by Matilda Ziegler. Miss Brooks by Jill Cardo, Jack Stormalong by Clive Brill, and Miss Green by Sinead Matthews. A Girl in Winter by Philip Larkin was adapted by Richard Stevens, directed by Fiona McAlpine, and was an Allegra production for BBC Radio 4.
After the news, the 40 Rules of Love on this month's book club.